So yesterday, Marcia was talking about the importance of balancing our energies these first days on retreat, and how walking practice can be really helpful for us in balancing our energies, settling into this retreat, really landing here, arriving here. And as you've noticed, rather than giving you a set schedule with walking period, sitting period, walking period, we've made this invitation to all of you to practice tuning into yourself to see what is most skillful, what is most useful for me in this practice, how can I practice in a way that really supports me in coming into balance. So I'd like to continue this morning with the theme of balancing our efforts, and I want to share a teaching from the Buddha about this. So in this teaching that comes from the Anguttara Nikaya, he is speaking with a monk named Sona, and Sona was a former musician. So before Sona ordained and became a monk, Sona was playing the harp. It's a harp-like instrument named Avina. And so the sutta begins with Avina is sitting in meditation and feeling very discouraged about his practice, to the point where he's actually considering giving up his practice, because his mind simply can't settle, he can't come into a balanced place. And he's having the thoughts, you know, maybe I can go back to being a musician, maybe I can continue the practice, giving up the meditation practice, but continue by, taking up the practice of generosity and sila, rather than meditation. So if we can imagine Sona sitting there in meditation and feeling very discouraged, wanting to disrobe, wanting to leave the monastic life. And then the Buddha, really far away in a completely different part of the country, with his divine ear, hears Vina's thoughts. So goes the story. And the Buddha, out of compassion, magically then appears in front of Sona. And then the Buddha says to Sona, just now, as you were meditating in seclusion, didn't this train of thought appear in your awareness? So now he's reporting back the thoughts he heard with his divine ear. Of the Blessed One's disciples, who have aroused their persistence. I am one, but my mind is not released from the fermentations. What if I were to disrobe, return to the lower life, enjoy wealth, and make merit? And then Sona replies, yes, those were my thoughts. I did have thoughts of feeling discouraged, of wanting to give up the practice and return to my former life. And then the Buddha says, now what do you think, Sona? Before, when you were a house dweller, were you skilled at playing the veena? And Sona replies, yes, Lord. And what do you think? When the strings of your veena were too tight, was your veena in tune and playable? No, Lord. And what do you think? When the strings of your veena were too loose, was your veena in tune and playable? No, Lord. And what do you think? When the strings of your veena were neither too tight nor too loose, but tuned to be right on pitch, was your veena in tune and playable? Yes, Lord. In the same way, Sona, over-aroused persistence leads to restlessness. And overly slack persistence leads to laziness. Thus, you should determine just the right pitch for your persistence and attune to that. So let's just take in those words and maybe images. So tuning the vena just right, not too tight and not too loose, but attuning to just the right just the right tune. And then the story goes that after this instruction from the Buddha, Sona was able to now tune his effort, come into a balanced effort, and soon after he became liberated. So learning how to balance our effort is really important, and it's actually more an art than a science, meaning that just like playing an instrument, it requires an ongoing listening in to what is useful, what is skillful, what is helpful, one moment at a time. We won't ever get a total recipe for how we tune our efforts. It's an ongoing process that only we can tune into ourselves. We can get support, we can get ideas, we can get some instructions, but it's really up to us to have that deep listening in an ongoing way. What we can learn from this sutta that the Buddha pointed to is that when there is too much effort, often we'll notice that as a restlessness or an agitation. That's mm-hmm. what he said to Sona. Or when there's too little effort, then he talks about it as laziness. We can also think about it, then the mind gets a little bit floaty and spacey. That's when there's not enough effort in our practice. So we have to find that balance all the time. I just wanted to share a few things about what I found helpful over the years for myself and when I've talked to other practitioners. So as we talked about, walking is really helpful. You know, it's helpful throughout the retreat. It really helps to balance the energy. And especially coming into retreat the first days, that really helps to settle the energies and balance the energy. Both when we feel sleepy and tired, it lifts the energy, it gives energy. And when we feel too agitated, it helps to soothe and calm the energy. And then standing meditation can be really helpful. At the end of today's practice period, I'm going to give a few instructions about standing meditation. You can join me if you want to try it out. But that's really useful when there is when the body feels tired and the mind feels tired, then actually standing up in the hall can really help to bring in more energy. And then as we talked about yesterday, finding ways to gladden the mind brings energy into the heart mind. So, you know, gladdening the mind through the precepts, through sila, to reflecting on the three refuges, maybe even nature, you know, taking in the nature and taking in the views can be a way that you can gladden the mind and call into mind just being here, the preciousness of being here, seeing if there's a way that you can, bring in that energy and joy by reflecting on those things. And then it can be really helpful for us to think about how we might establish a basic sense of ease in our practice before we start pointing the mind too much. So we're beginning to give instructions around connecting with the breath, maybe in the abdomen or by the nostrils. And what can be really helpful before we start pointing the mind in that direction and getting closer to feeling the felt sensation in the belly or by the nostrils, can be to just initially take a little bit of time to settle in and to invite the body to come into a place of ease, and invite the mind to come into a place of ease. That can be really helpful as a backdrop for the meditation. And then to have a really steady and patient approach to our practice. So we can think that this is not, we're not in a sprint. This is more like becoming a marathon runner and not a sprinter. So we want to be able to stay balanced throughout and not, again, if we are like a sprinter, then we put in a lot of effort in a short amount of time, and then we get really tired and need to recuperate. So how might we think about having a steady, patient effort throughout the whole day, so that we can bring mindfulness and steadiness into all parts of our days? That can be really helpful. So let's settle into a still practice now. I'm going to offer just a few initial instructions, and then we'll sit in silence for the rest of the time. So taking your time right now to settle into a still posture. You know, you may need to adjust the body a little bit, giving yourself permission to move around a little bit so that you can listen into the body in this moment and come into a still posture that is supportive for you in this morning. And as you do this, you may naturally attune to what is an embodied posture that has the effort and the ease. So is there a way that you can sit in an upright posture? Spine straight, and yet the body can be relaxed. So you may tune into and see if you can find a sense of a center line within the body. Might even be the sense of a string running from the bottom of your spine all the way up through the center of the body, up through the top of your head. And you may imagine that a kind person is gently pulling on that string so that your whole body can remain upright, aligned, but it doesn't take a lot of effort. All the muscles can relax around that center line. Feeling the sit bones. tuning into the steadiness of the body just sitting here right now. And then in your own way, coming into the connection with your body and breath. Allowing the breath to be natural, simply receiving the felt sense of breath, where it feels most noticeable to you, perhaps in the abdomen or by the nostrils. And you may once in a while gently check in with yourself to see, is the effort right now too tight? Or perhaps too loose? Getting a sense of how might you adjust and balance your effort in this moment. Perhaps coming a little bit closer to the sensorial experience of the breath, the felt sensation, if the mind is too loose, too spacey. Noticing the beginning of a breath, beginning of an inhale, unfolding of an inhale, ending of an inhale. Coming a little bit closer to the felt sensation of breathing. And if the mind is too tight, there's too much effort, seeing if there's a way to come into a more receptive knowing of body and breath. Checking with the body to see if there's any tightness or holding that you might release. You can stay seated, or perhaps if you would like to try standing meditation, I'll give a little bit of guidance for those who would like that. So taking your time to opening your eyes if you want to try standing meditation, and very mindfully getting off your cushion or your chair. And then coming into a standing posture. So in this posture, taking your time to come into a balanced standing posture. So noticing how much width do you need between your feet to feel balanced. And taking your legs and your knees, it can be helpful to not have totally stretched knees, but letting the knees be soft. When the knees are soft, then we're more able to be fluid. And so we can move and adjust with the breath and with the body when the knees are a little bit loose. Sense of the center line, maybe even the image of a tree. So your legs are like roots going down into the ground, soft and firm and steady, and your body is the trunk of the tree. And so this tree can stand tall and steady. And yet when there's wind, this tree also has flexibility. So it can move with the patterns of the breath. Standing in a steady but flexible way. And then be helpful to begin to connect with really the felt sense of the feet, connecting with the ground, feeling the pressure sensations, perhaps the support of the floor. Opening up to sensations in your legs. Being really curious about all those sensations shifting and changing. Perhaps even feeling how breath moving through the body is also felt all the way down into your legs and into your feet. As a sense of pushing or pressure. And checking if you can keep your balance with your eyes closed, or it's also okay to have your eyes slightly open, maybe downcast towards the floor. Sometimes it's difficult to keep our balance when our eyes are closed, so again, checking in with yourself. What is most needed right now? So simply letting the whole body standing be your primary object of mindful awareness.
come back to, maybe specifically the felt sense of the feet and the lower legs to begin with. Posture, any time that you feel sleepy, you can always come into this posture and it will wake up the body. And as you can see, there's a lot of things to be noticed within this posture, lots of sensations that we can bring our mindful awareness to. Slowly come back into our cushions or our chairs.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.